The issue of faster-than-light travel is a problem of much concern to writers of science fiction. Their problem is that, according to relativity, if we sent a spaceship to our nearest neighboring star, Proxima Centauri, which is about 4 light-years away, it would take at least 8 years before we could expect the travelers to return and tell us what they had found. And if the expedition were to the center of our galaxy, it would be at least 100,000 years before it came back. Not a good situation if you want to write about intergalactic warfare. Still, the theory of relativity does allow one consolation. Again, along the lines of our discussion of the twins paradox, it is possible for the journey to seem to be much shorter for the space travelers than for those who remain on Earth. But there would not be much joy in returning from a space voyage a few years older to find that everyone you had left behind was dead and gone thousands of years ago. So in order to have any human interest in their stories, science fiction writers had to suppose that we would one day discover how to travel faster than light. Most of these authors don't seem to have realized the fact that if you can travel faster than light, the theory of relativity implies that you can also travel back in time. As the following limerick says, "There was a young lady of white who traveled much faster than light. She departed one day in a relative way and arrived on the previous night." The key to this connection is that the theory of relativity says not only that there is no unique measure of time on which all observers will agree, but that, under certain circumstances, observers need not even agree on the order of events. In particular, if two events, A and B, are so far away in space that a rocket must travel faster than the speed of light to get from event A to event B, then two observers moving at different speeds can disagree on whether event A occurred before event B or event B occurred before event A. Suppose, for instance, that event A is the finish of the final 100-meter race of the Olympic Games in 2012, and event B is the opening of the 100,004th meeting of the Congress of Proxima Centauri. Suppose that to an observer on Earth, event A happened first, and then event B. Let's say that B happened a year later, in 2013 by Earth's time. Since the Earth and Proxima Centauri are some 4 light-years apart, these two events satisfy our criterion. Though A happens before B, to get from A to B, you would have to travel faster than light. Then, to an observer on Proxima Centauri moving away from the Earth at nearly the speed of light, it would appear that the order of the events is reversed. It appears that event B occurred before event A. This observer would say it is possible, if you could move faster than light, to get from event B to event A. In fact, if you went really fast, you could also get back from A to Proxima Centauri before the race and place a bet on it in the sure knowledge of who would win.